there's no real roadmap, as we've just heard, for being a sibling to someone who's autistic. And there's no real roadmap for parenting an autistic child. Susan Senator, though, has written something along those lines. It's called Making Peace with Autism. Senator has three boys. Nat is the oldest. He's a teenager, and he's autistic. Here's a typical day in the life of the Senator family.
I took my three sons in the car with, you know, with very little explanation of where we were going because I was in such a hurry to get there. And we got into the parking lot. Nat pinched Ben really hard out of the blue. And so we had to, you know, stop the car and we had to all get calm. And then I did what I should have done earlier, which is I had to explain to Nat exactly what we were doing there. And I said, Natty, we're just here. We're going to eat some supper. There might be hamburgers. You don't have to talk to people. Mommy and Daddy and Max and Ben are going to talk to people. And then we're going to go home when we're all done eating and talking to people. And then he said, okay. And eventually we all walked in and it was fine.
You came up with a lot of innovative disciplinary techniques. I know that there was a period in your lives that you write about in the book that you felt you were under siege, that Nat would act out to get attention and was very destructive. And you and your husband figured out an association, and it involves an alcohol pad, of all things.
That's right. It's not one of my finest moments. But one day my husband was remembering something a behaviorist had told us. This behaviorist recommended even spray bottles of water, a brief little squirt in the face to startle a child who's, you know, who's driving you to wit's end. And Ned took out an alcohol pad and opened it up, and the smell reminded Nat of when he went for shots at the doctor. And he stopped in his tracks, and it was just this stunning thing. We had stumbled upon something that would work, but it sort of broke our hearts at the same time to be sort of using his fear that way.
You know, one of the hardest things about parenting, or at least I think it's one of the hardest things, is figuring out what's a phase in your kid's life and what's just an essential part of their personality. So how do you know with Nat what's his essential character and what quirks he's allowed to have?
That's really been a huge question for us, even from when the time he was like six. I tell you, one of his favorite things to do is watch an old Disney video, watch a Disney video that he's seen a million times, but at someone else's house on their TV. That's the cool part for him. And it took years to sort of be okay with that, to realize that that's kind of sweet and kind of funny. Like, you know, okay, for Nat, that's huge. For my son Max, that's totally boring. He's 13. And for Benji, who's seven, it's totally stupid. But, you know, that's that's how they all are. So I think that's what it is. It's kind of realizing exactly who your kid is and trying to be, help him be the best he can be, but also being okay with his quirks.
What was the hardest thing for you to say, I'm okay with that?
The hardest thing to do is to not compare. And to just still see him as wonderful as he is. But every now and then, I find myself looking at a 16-year-old teenage boy and thinking, huh, you know, that's what Nat could have been. And then I have to say, well, who knows what Nat could have been? I mean, you know, Nat is who he is.
Susan Senator's book is called Making Peace with Autism. And we have more information about the book and also resources on autism on our website. That's weekendamerica.org.